here to be here tonight.
Amen.
Better place I can be in but the house of God.
Right.
Got your Bibles, so you want to turn with me to John chapter 14. John chapter 14, starting with verse 12. It says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." Hold to that. "If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not. Neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while the world seeth me no more, but you shall see me. Because I live, you shall live also. At that day you shall know that I am in the Father, I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him, and will manifest myself to him." Brother, you want to pray with the message tonight?
Heavenly Father, God, Father, we come before you, Father God, Lord, tonight, Father, we pray, Lord, for your special, Father God, Lord, we pray, let this happen, wait, Father God, Lord, tonight, Father, Lord, we pray, Lord, just take this word, Lord, tonight, Father, just down the home, Lord, into the heart, Lord, just do a work, Father God, Lord, we pray, Lord, tonight, Father, Lord, just minister, Lord, we pray, Father God, Lord, just do a work,
Lord, God, bless you. I want to preach a message tonight. I preached it probably about 5 years ago. I will. Says I will. Every verse I read and you'll hear in the night, it had I will in it. I will. He will this great and unspeakable blessing to them. They shall have another comforter, another advocate with them, and others to plead his cause and to take care of his concerns on others, on earth, excuse me. Christ is now leaving them. Christ comforted the disciples when he was with them. And now that he was leaving them, he promised them another. The Spirit would be by the disciples' side to help and strengthen them, to comfort them in difficult situations, to intercede in prayer for them. I'm telling you tonight, he says, I will. I don't know what you're standing in need of tonight. It could be some kind of physical blessing, spiritual blessing, financial blessing, but he says, I will. If you ask anything according to his will tonight, he hears you. And he said, I will tonight. He said, I will. He didn't say, I might. He said, I will. Just bear with me. John 15:26-27. "But when the comforters come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify me, and you shall, and you also shall bear witness of me, because you've been with me from the beginning." From the beginning. I'm going to flip on over, if you want to go with me, to chapter 16 in John. And I want to start with verse 1. "These things I have spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the Son of God. The time cometh that whosoever killeth you, think he doeth God's service. These things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now," he said, "I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asks me, whither goest thou? But because I said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, he said, I will send him unto you." I'm telling you, he's at the right hand. they need. Hey, my children, ain't no withhold no good thing to the man or the woman that walks up righteous before him. He says, I will tonight. He didn't say I might do it one day. He says, I will.
Amen.
I will. Two little words, I will. That's powerful. That's powerful tonight. He says, I will do it.
Yes.
We got to believe it. Anybody that comes to God must believe it. He is. And he's a rewarder tonight to those that diligently seek him. If you seek in his face tonight and you ask in him tonight, he says, I will. He's got another comforter that he wants to send. He's got other gifts he wants to give unto man. He says, I will tonight. I will. They're there tonight. What you need is there tonight. He says, I will. I will. Just bear with me tonight just a little while. I'm going to skip right on over to verse 22. And you now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, your joy no man take it from you. And flipping down to 27, the Father himself loveth you because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. I'm telling you, he came out from God and he done went back to the right hand of the Father to give us what we need. All we have to do is have a little bit of faith tonight. If you got faith of a grain of mustard seed, that's all it takes. You can say to this sycamore tree, be plucked up and cast to yonder place. It shall not doubt in your heart. It shall not be given. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. He don't receive nothing from the Lord. His prayer is like a wave of the sea. It's tossed. He don't receive nothing of the Lord. But I'm telling you, he says, I will tonight.
Right.
I will. He said, I will do it.
Right.
Just bear with me just a little while. Going back here to the Old Testament. Going to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 44 is where I'm going. Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel whom I have chosen. Thus said the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou, Jerusalem, whom I have chosen. For I will, that is again, for I will pour water upon him that is first thirsty and floods upon the dry ground, and I will pour out my spirit upon thy seed and my blessings upon thy offspring. He said, I will pour it out on you. I'm telling you, he will do it. All we got to do is ask him in faith, nothing wavering, and it shall be done tonight. It shall be. He says, I will.
Right.
Brother, I tell you, I know that he will tonight. How many in here knows that he will?
Oh, yeah.
I know that he will. I'm telling you, that's a promise that he gave you. He said, if I go away, I will send the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, which will be with you. He said, I will leave you comfortless tonight.
Right.
I got a Comforter, and he lives within.
Glory.
And he lives within tonight.
Right.
I'm going to go on over to Joel 2. I'm going to go to verse 21. Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do a great thing. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the tree beareth her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain and moderate. He will cause to come down for you the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. What is he saying right there? He said he will. He will. That's the same thing as I will tonight. He will do it. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil, and I will restore. There's another one. He said, I will restore to you the years that the locust had eaten, and the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the pommer worm, my great army which I set among you, and you shall eat plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that have dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. and ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterwards, I will pour out. He said, I will pour my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. Also upon the servants and upon the husbands in those days when I pour out my spirit. I'm telling you, we're in the last days now, and he wants to pour out his spirit. He wants to pour out on the remnant. I'm telling you, it's not going to be a worldwide revival no more, but when you got a faithful few over here and a faithful few over there, he wants to pour out. He wants to pour out his spirit upon you.
Yes, right.
He wants to give you what you need. He wants to equip you for the battle. He wants to do it tonight. He says, I will. I will. I tell you, I remember when I was coming along to get in the Word of God, and I see these little nuggets. I will. I will. I remember right there at the Lighthouse Holiness Church, pulling my pastor to the side in the foyer. I said, brother, I don't want to be around here 12 and 13 years and not have the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, you got to be hungry. And he will do it. He will do it. Let's tell you. He says, I will. I will. I'll never forget that September the 21st of 06 when he did it for me. When he did it for me. The man of God was just sitting over there praying for another lady. I said, you take and send him over here tonight. I'm going to receive. And I tell you, he laid hands on me. And I started speaking in another tongue as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. Why? Because he said, I will give it to you.
Amen, brother.
It's a gift. It's a gift tonight. It's to me and to you and to your children and your children's children, as many as far off, as many as the Lord thy God shall call.
Yes.
It's for you. And he said, I will.
Right.
Just bear with me just a little bit. I will. I'll go back here in the book of Acts. I can't come this far without going into Acts. It says in Acts 2, verse 16 through 18. I'll skip back up to 15. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last day, said God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And all my servants and all my handsmaid I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. I'm telling you, he says, I will pour out in those days. It's these days, the last days. He wants to pour out his spirit on the remnant, on the faithful few, on the faithful few tonight, the chosen few. That's the one. It ain't going to be a big mega church. It's going to be the faithful few. It's going to be the ones that sanctified. It's going to be the ones that set apart and meet for the Father's use. It ain't going to be the one that uses this world and takes and uses this world for gain. It ain't going to be them. Because he says, come out from among them. Be ye separate, said the Lord. Touch not. Handle not that unclean thing. And I will receive you to myself.
Right.
We got to come out from among the world. We can't partake with the things of this world. We got to be set apart. And he says, I will. I will do it. I will do it. That's my son. And that's my daughter. I will do it.
Right,
I will. There's in 2 Corinthians 6 and 16. He said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. I done brought this out. Wherefore, come out from among you, among them, and be ye separate, said the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father unto you. unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty. I'm telling you, He wants to do a work for us. He wants to give us what we need. He wants to give us a drink tonight. He wants to give us what we need tonight. He knows the drought. He knows where you at tonight. He knows your heart. He knows your thoughts are far off. He knows what you want. He knows what you stand in need of. And He said, I will tonight. He said, I will. He said, I will. My need might be different from your need tonight, but He says, I will. All the same, He says, I will do it. I will do it. I don't know what everybody's been seeking for altogether, but I know what I've been seeking for. And He says, I will do it, son. All in my timing. All in my timing is coming. Because He is a rewarder. He is a rewarder tonight. I'm telling you, get into them secret places of the Most High God. And you start getting into them secret places, in them secret chambers, and shutting the door, and praying to our Heavenly Father, which is in secret. And our Heavenly Father, which saith in secret, shall reward thee openly. I'm telling you, that's where I will come from. I'm telling you, when you start getting in them secret places, He will do it. He will do it.
Right.
His word is not no return void. If He wouldn't do it, I'd shut the book right now. But I know He'll do it, brother. He'll do it. He desires to save. He desires to sanctify. He desires to baptize in the sweet Holy Ghost. He's still doing the work. He's still doing it today. I can remember when I was coming along. You know, I know it seems like you don't see many people praying through no more, brother. I remember when I first come along, there wasn't many people praying through. About 20 years ago or so ago, they said that people were praying through. People was getting what they need. But now, more and more, the Spirit of God's going back to the chosen people. To the chosen people, I'm telling you. But He still wants to do a work in your life. He wants to finish a work.
Right.
He wants to finish your work. I'm telling you, when you sanctify, when you sanctify and set apart, then there's a sanctification, which is W-H-O-L-L-Y, which is sanctified holy. That's what makes you back to your candidate for the Holy Ghost to sweep on in when you sanctify holy. I'm telling you the truth tonight. I want to be one that can take stand in the gap for somebody else, brother. I want to see somebody else get a blessing. I want to see somebody else get through. And He says, I will.
Right.
He says, I will. Isaiah 41 and 18. He says, I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I'm telling you, He wants to do a work. You might think you'd be going through a drought tonight, but He can make water come out of a rock tonight. I believe He can give you a spiritual drink. I believe He can give you what you need. No more than a pastor was preaching on spiritual dehydration. We don't have to dehydrate. I believe He can give you a drink right in the midst of a drought. No more than He did for Elijah right there at the water brook. He gave a cool drink, and He can do it for you tonight. He can do it for you tonight. And He says, I will. I will tonight. He gives the Holy Ghost to those that obey Him. To those that obey Him.
Right.
Obey is better than sacrifice. I found that out a long time ago. It's better to obey. When He tells you to get up and do something, it's best to do it right then. Right then. That's how you get your blessings. He says, I will. I will give them to you. Be free tonight. Be free. Be free when we can enter in. All we have to do is enter in tonight. He's got a storehouse. And we got the key, which is the key of faith tonight. And He says, I will. It's not only for somebody that needs the Holy Ghost. It's for different things. It can be anything. Physical, spiritual, sickness, financial. You know your need tonight. He says, I will. He's a provider tonight. If he owns a cattle upon a thousand hills, I'm telling you, he can give me a cheeseburger tonight.
Right.
He can supply my need.
Right.
He can supply it. And I tell you, if I'm sick and afflicted, I'm telling you no more than it was when they tore down the shingles off the roof and let the man with a palsy before Jesus. If he healed then, he can do it now. He said, I will do it.
Yeah.
Oh, give you a little faith tonight. We got to have faith. Just bear with me. There's I will. It says in Revelations 21:6, He says, I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He says, I will give unto him. He says, I will. I will. I tell you, that's powerful. I will. I want to do that. That's a promise right there. You can bank on it. When a man tells you, well, I will be over there to cut your grass tomorrow, he might not come.
True.
I call him back and say, well, I can't make it. Or I will go up to the hospital and see this one or that one tomorrow. You might not can make it. But when he says, I will, you can bank on it.
Amen.
You can bank on it. It's all in his time and tonight. He'll do it. He knows the hunger and he knows the thirst. He knows your thoughts. He knows your heart. He knows tonight. He knows tonight. And he says, I will. I thank God that he will.
Oh, yes.
Know that he will. All a man's got to do is get so hungry and get so thirsty. I tell you, home, I just feel led to go this way. I'll tell you what created a real hunger in my life. Not trying to pin no roses on nobody or nothing like that. Men is men, women is women. But my wife, she received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I think it was in 05. I think it's when it was in 05, Brother Kinlaw was preaching revival. She'd get into that prayer closet, brother, and she'd get praying. And I wasn't, you know, trying to listen to her, but I could hear the Holy Ghost starting to manifest. I said, Lord, I got to have it. I got to have it. I could take it here praying tongues. I tell you, when the Spirit of God would move upon her, being that 30 minutes to an hour praying under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And I said, Lord, I got to have it. And I tell you tonight, he said, it's no more than Brother Kinlaw in that revival. He said, if you want the Holy Ghost, the Lord will send somebody by. He sent a little dog by one time. Said, roof, 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 roof. I'm praying a man through to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, one of it is yours. He says, I will do it.
Come on.
Look at that living proof. I will. I will. Revelations 22:17. Said, and the Spirit and the bride said, come. And let him that hears say, come. And let him that is thirsty come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Tell me, the Spirit is life, brother.
Amen.
It's life. It's life. Tell you, when I started getting in the Word of God, and started pulling out the wheels of salvation, it's life. And it goes deep. One thing I can express to you tonight, he says, I will. I will. He says, I'm not going to withhold it from you. You know, there's some more in Jeremiah 33:3. He says, call unto me and I will answer thee. Got to call on him. If we want him to do something, we got to call on him. You know, we got a bit like that widow lady. When she first, you know, she kept going before the unjust judge and said, forgive me. I pray my adversary, forgive me this debt. And I tell you, she kept going back and back and back. He said, well, this woman continued coming. She wearied me. And I'm going to forgive her that debt. Shall not God forgive us? Listen to his own elect, which cries to him day and night. He said, I will answer him. I will answer him speedily tonight. I can go right back to that verse 11. And it sums it all up. It sums it all up. verse 13 of John 14. Whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do. He said, that will I do. Are we asking? Are we asking? Are we sincerely asking?
Come on.
I'm telling you, when we serve the Lord with heart service instead of lip service, when you love Him from the heart, not just with tongue,
come on.
He said, I will. I know it's been short tonight, but He says, I will. You know, I didn't know which way to go this morning. I didn't know. I've been struggling, battling in my mind. Didn't know which way to go with a message. But I tell you, I know which way to go now. He says, I will. I will. Everybody here that's got the Holy Ghost, they can look at their neighbor and says, He will. He will. I can encourage you, Brother Terry, tonight. He will, brother. I can encourage you, Brother Isaac. He will. Just get around them altars. Get fired up. I'm telling you, when young people get fired up, it just blesses my heart. I tell you, I took my daughter to camp meeting a couple of years or so ago, and they was having a little youth service in there. And I tell you, I seen Taylor pray through to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Why at that specific time? Because he had it all in his plans and all in his making. And he said, I will. I will tonight. You know, I've done my job. The Bible says, turn up your child away out to go when it be old and won't part from it. It was instilled in her heart. It was instilled there. No more than it's instilled in you, brother. And he says, I will.
Right.
If it's going to come to a close, though it's short and sweet tonight, but I can't do it. But I know one that can.
Amen, brother.
Brother Isaac, you want to get me some music, brother? He says, I will tonight. This is the most important part of the service. You know, a preacher can get up here and preach his heart out, and he don't see no response. And you know, that's where it's all at. It's responding to the Word of God. That's where you get your blessings at, when you start responding. When you don't let it fall on deaf ears. I thank God tonight when I heard the message. I didn't let it be like water on a duck's back, brother. I'm glad I didn't shake it off. I'm glad I didn't shake it off tonight. I'm glad it stuck with me. It stuck with me. I'm glad of it tonight. I'm telling you, all in the midnight hours of the night, the Word of God, it sticks with me. I'm glad I didn't shake it off. I'm glad He will tonight. If you got a baptism with the Holy Ghost here tonight, these nine other gifts is there for us. And He says, I will. I will. But where you get them at? When you take it. And take it, get out of your will. And get it in. When you start pushing back. When you start pushing back the world. When you start pushing back. And get into a prayer closet. And start praying. He says, I will give it. The faith. It's a gift.
Confessions
and interpretation tongues, interpretation of tongues. These gifts. Gift of healing.
There is a place that I'm breathing.
He desires every one of them gifts to work in His church. Every one of them.
And I know
and I put no emphasis on them. They can come forth any time in a Holy Ghost filled vessel. They can come forth any time.